Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Matias. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kreider. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kreider. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Matias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alcaraz moves to second. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Moorhead reaches second base with a double. Alcaraz scores. There goes Rodriguez trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Noop, who relays the ball to Herman, who tags Rodriguez, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 0-for-1 in the game. Matias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 0-for-1 in the game. Keo hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreider hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moorhead hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knupp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knupp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alcaraz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Matthias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Kreider covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sid O'Brien now playing second base. Danny Murphy now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthias. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Kelly moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Shaw scores. Otis moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 3 in the game. Keough is walked intentionally. Otis moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alcaraz takes first base on ball 4. Otis scores. Oliver moves to third. Keough moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Oliver scores. Keo moves to third. Alcaraz moves to second. It's 6-1, Royals. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to home to get Keo. Alcaraz moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moorhead strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alcaraz scores. Hernandez moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 7-1, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly is walked intentionally. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Matias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 0 for 3 in the game. Matias hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.